All right. I'm about to head out. Do you need anything before I... You're not wearing any blockers, are you? Do you think that's a good idea? I'm just wondering, with us being interpaired roommates, this might not have been your smartest idea. I'm an alpha, you're an omega. I just don't want our instincts getting intertwined or whatever the hell it's called. When we moved in together, we set the boundary that we were going to just be friends, regardless of our secondary gender status. I'm just looking out for you, pup. These are the rules that we set in place. Why didn't you put your scent blockers back on? Was there a reason? Really? You just showered and didn't think to put on the blockers when your scent is arguably its strongest outside of heat. Is that what I'm hearing? No. It's too late. Don't get up and put them on now. You've been sitting in here for 10 minutes, maybe more. It's already permeated the room. When I actually leave this place, I'm going to need you to light a candle and to open the windows. That way you can air the room out. I don't think it's a good idea for me to come back to this place when it's smelling like this. If I wasn't on my way out of the house, I was going to need to take a walk to get some fresh air anyways. This is way too potent. Wait, no, please, no, wait, don't get upset. Please, pup, I promise. Hey. Look, I'm not mad at you. You made a simple mistake. It's okay. I promise. I'm really not mad at you. I'm a little upset at the situation, but it's not at you. It's stupid. It's because of how my instincts are reacting to your scent. You're an unmated omega, and I'm an unmated alpha. I can't help that my instincts smell you and then decide you would make a wonderful mate one day because you're right in front of me. And I know, it's just because we live in such a tiny, tiny apartment. There's barely any space for the two of us to have some alone time. If I were to go into my room right now, I would still smell you, and then that would drive me crazy because then it smells like a beautiful omega, and then what am I supposed to do? I'm just gonna end up jacking off all day, and that's not productive. I know. It's just what your body does. It puts out an alluring scent to attract an alpha. You can't help it. You're not going to beat yourself up over biology you can't control, are you? I promise you, I'm not mad. I don't think you're a terrible roommate or anywhere else your mind could possibly be going. I'm frustrated because my alpha instincts are having a reaction. We can have a better, more in-depth conversation about this tomorrow when my head isn't so foggy. I wasn't expecting you to smell so strongly without your blockers. Have you always been like this? Only before a heat. Now it's starting to make sense. No wonder you're having this kind of an effect on me. You're due in a few days, aren't you? I should have paid better attention to my calendar. I've been keeping track of your cycle to try to make things easier for the both of us. You know, having lots of sweet and salty snacks available one week, allowing you to be super flirty and cuddly another week, being your emotional rock for the following one. Once I realized how your cycle works, it was pretty easy to adjust to. This isn't on you. It's on the both of us, okay? Yes, it is. Because even if you didn't realize how close you were, I should have realized and reminded you. That way you could have put on blockers directly out of the shower. And then this whole mess could have been completely avoided. You're okay, pup. I promise. I'm not mad at you. I'm not upset with you. I was worried something was wrong. That's all. I don't want to do something that either of us is going to regret. So, I'm going to get up and go ahead out with my friends like the original plan. You are going to air out the apartment and put your blockers back on. Then everything will go back to normal and you don't have to keep beating yourself up, okay? That's my Omega. All right. I'll be back in a few hours. I should be back around 11 tonight, so don't wait up for me. I know you said you have an early day tomorrow, so I'll see you in the morning. And please, for the life of me, don't beat yourself up. Really. I know that's easier said than done, but you made a simple mistake. Something that I could have done just as well. The only reason it's serious this time is because of how close you are. So, don't think you're the worst person in the world or anything like that. I still want you in my life. You're not just my roommate. You're one of my best friends. I don't know what I would do without you, pup. Now, I'll see you later. For real this time. Bye.
5 hours later.
I know. It's not the Omega's fault. No, the Omega just wasn't thinking. Does my roommate have to smell so fucking good? Doesn't even realize it. Just walks out of the shower all wet and warm, looking so fucking hot. Sat there on the couch, completely clueless to the effects of it. It's like the Omega wants to drive me crazy or something. She never agreed to the whole fucking friend boundary thing. I didn't realize my roommate was going to be so fucking amazing. And now I just have to watch the most amazing Omega I've ever met in my life go out and do things. And I'm just relegated to being a friend. Oh, fuck, it sucks. It sucks so much, but it's how it has to be. Not that that means I can't fantasize. I can't think like that. Can't let my emotions get involved. I just thought they were wearing their blockers every day like a normal Omega. I didn't realize that the scent of sandalwood drifting throughout the house was them putting out feelers. Fuck me. Or maybe I'm just I could be just reading way too much into the situation. Maybe the Omega really didn't just... Maybe the Omega did simply forget to put on suppressants and wasn't trying to make a move, but if that's the case, why would they do it so close to their heats? Am I really supposed to believe that they don't keep track of their own cycle? When you say it out loud, I mean, it's believable, I guess. They have been rather stressed at work lately. Maybe it just slipped their mind with everything else going on. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. I just know I'm not going to be able to stay in this apartment for that upcoming heat. Oh, not since we're realizing what the fuck I'm smelling. Oh, God. God, what am I going to do? I wasn't supposed to develop these feelings. Can't even fuck the feelings out because I don't want to ruin the friendship. But then again, I can't stop thinking about them. How they smell, the look on their face when they realize what they were doing, the look of appreciation when I comforted. I never even thought about the pup that way. Not until today. Now it's all I can think about. Oh, I wonder how they taste. For some reason, I don't picture them kissing gently. Just easily letting me have control. No, 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 that's not their game. That's not their playbook. This Omega feels like they might fight back a bit. Make me work for it. And that makes me even more eager to fuck them into place. I've always loved brats. Maybe that's why they didn't put on their blockers. Maybe they were bratting. Maybe they were trying to send me a signal. Oh, I could just be reading too much into things again. Either way, I know it's them that I want. I had to quickly duck into some random public bathroom to take care of myself before I could actually meet up with friends. It was so embarrassing. I'm so fucked. I just want to take care of them through this next heat. I don't know if they would accept my offer. An Omega like that probably has tons of suitors lined up, begging for a chance to be with them. They've got the pick of the lot. Why would they pick someone like me? I'm their roommate. I'm just a close friend. I'm a fucking nobody, and we already have the boundaries in place. I would have to get creative to be their alpha. I mean, I could always just ask. It's not like I'm not thinking about them right now. Imagining how the Omega would look in heat. All flustered and needy. Would look so sexy in my room wearing nothing. Clothing would simply get soaked through from the heat burning the Omega. I would tell them to present for me. Show me the hole that they're so desperate to be filled. Watch as the pup happily gets into position. Even the biggest brats become sweet and submissive during heat. I wonder if you'd be the same, Omega. Because I think you would. I think you would be too far gone by this point to think for yourself. You would hear the command from an alpha and your body would lunge into action. Already too far gone into your own heat. Would watch as you spread your cheeks, begging breathlessly for me to enter. Would take just a second to appreciate the view. My beautiful begging Omega underneath me, dripping wet, sulking the nest we both so carefully created. Would stick my face between your cheeks first and drag it out, Start by eating you out and tasting every ounce of slick that you have. My tongue darting in and out, swallowing mouthful after mouthful. Oh, your heat slick probably would make me feral at that point. My own rut starting to form in reaction to yours would try to make you cry out from how good it feels to be tongue fucked up, would finally put my cock inside you after a bit of teasing. Oh, maybe even using my fingers to prolong it even more. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Would turn you into a desperate whining mess right before my very eyes. Make the bed creak like it's doing. Finally giving you what you actually want. Sliding my cock inside and starting to pound right away. When you're like this, you're so far gone to your heated, it doesn't matter anymore. You need it just as badly as I do. Grunting, moaning, barely any talking. Oh, it would be a feral thing. Mostly just how good you feel, how great you take it, what a good pup you are. Oh, I would tell you how I'm going to breed you just like the bitch and heat that you are. Oh, I know that would only push you closer to the edge. I know it. Every Omega just wants to be bred during heat. That's the whole function of it, the whole point, the whole reason you get so fucking slick and so needy for a knot. And you, you're the type of Omega that wouldn't be happy until you got one. I would keep fucking into you. Oh, holding onto your ass, spanking it from time to time. I would keep fucking into you, holding onto you, seeing how well you take every inch of me. Fucking your tight pussy. I know once I was inside you, you would never want me to leave. Would love how I fill you up so completely, so fully. You would start to wonder if this is heaven. Would feel my knot start to form, just like it is right now. And then you would start begging even louder, moaning without a care in the world. I need to know how you sound, but are you all cute and desperate? Tears welling in your eyes. Are you more feral and gasping, barely getting your words out? Oh, fuck. Maybe you're cock drunk. Can't even say anything. Just make what sounds like words as your face is plastered into the pillow. Would be so addictive just to hear how good I feel inside you, Omega. How amazing your album makes you feel. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Shit, I don't hear them sleeping. Fuck me. Are you awake, Pop?